بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I'm sitting in Azamgarh in the Shibli Academy. This was established in 1914, so in 2014 it was 100 years old, and now it's 114 years old. What's very wonderful about this place is the amount of the kind of dedicated work for Islam, specifically for the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to research in the seerah, to write about the seerah, to reflect on the seerah, to preserve the seerah, to teach the seerah. That has been going on in this institution for now over 100 years. The institution was started by Allama Sayyid Shibli Nomani, Rahmatullah Ali, and at the end of his life, he started writing this famous book called Siratul Nabi, which is perhaps the most authoritative book on the seerah in Urdu. What is special about this book is the approach to the seerah, which is keep in context of the usul of hadith. Now, as we know, the seerah, the usul of hadith are extremely particular. They are extremely rigorous with regard to researching and confirming and authenticating the sources of the narratives. But with the seerah, the same level of rigor is not used, and for good reason, because the seerah is not used in order to extract rulings in Islam. Even though today there is a whole body of science that is newly developed and developing called fiqh al-seerah, the fiqh of the seerah. But traditionally, the seerah was more authenticating and rigor with regard to sources and narratives was more easygoing. But with hadith, it was very strict. Now, Siratul Nabi, which Allama Sayyid Shibli Nomani started, followed the hadith rule. So therefore, it's one of the most authoritative books on seerah. Qadarullah, Shibli Nomani Rahmatullah Ali passed away while the first, what turned out to be the first of seven volumes, the first one was still being done. So a telegram was sent to three of his closest students, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi, Abul Kalam Azad, and another person. And these, out of them, only Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Ali could come here to this place in Azamgarh. And Maulana Shibli handed over the responsibility of completing this book to Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi. Now see the dedication of these people. I mean, I tell you, today we think we are students of this sheikh or that sheikh. May Allah protect us from ourselves. At the time when Allama Shibli Nomani was passing, was towards the end of his life, at that time Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Ali was the head of the Department of Arabic and Islamic Studies in Pune University. And at that time he was getting a salary which in today's terms is, seems to be, I won't say astronomical, but obviously it was an extremely well-paid job. Now, when his sheikh, Shibli Nomani, Rahmatullah Ali, gave him this responsibility and said, you must complete this book, it shows obviously his confidence in the scholarship and the ability of Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Ali, who is himself one of the greatest scholars of the subcontinent. What did it mean? Think about that. Think about what does that mean? He could have tried to continue with his job in Pune. I mean, he had a family to support and so on, and then try to do this work of seerah. But he said no. He left that job. He moved from Pune to Azamgarh, and he took up residence here in the place where Shibli Nomani Rahmatullahi used to live and where he is also now buried. And he completed that whole work, which eventually turned out to be 7 volumes. I strongly recommend that people should read that book. It's called Siratul Nabi by Shibli Nomani and Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi. Effectively, the book is Shibli Nomani Rahmatullahi's contribution was only in the part of the first volume. The rest of the book is Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullahi's book. And it is one of the most beautifully written, the most authoritative books on the seerah, on the biography of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My brothers and sisters, the reason I'm saying this is, of course, I'm so happy to be here. It's one of the most well-preserved and well-maintained and well-run research institutes in this country. I even hate to call it a string budget, because this is like, I don't know what kind of string. I mean, you know, it's a microscopic string. The kind of dedication of these people, the way they work here is incredible. I mean, that people actually work for salaries like what are here. And not because they don't want to pay, but they just don't have the money. So I also strongly recommend to everyone, all of you, please do give it some thought. Support institutions of education and of learning, and especially Shibli Academy in Azamgarh. Those who are interested can write to me. I will give you the context of, I'll give you the bank accounts and so on, where you can send your donations, you can send sadaqat. And also they have all the permissions to accept donations from anywhere. So do support this work. It is this is dedicated to the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the kind of khidmat of Islam that they are doing are amazing. And it's run by Professor Ishtiaq Zilli, who was a professor in Aligarh Muslim University, and he's also now dedicated his life to this institution. It's remarkable, absolutely remarkable. Having said that, my purpose of this Fajr reminder is to remind myself anew that this is a classic case of giving tarjih and of giving emphasis and giving more importance to the deen over the dunya, even though the dunya itself was halal. The decision that was taken by Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi to leave a very lucrative job just in order to write this book on seerah. Imagine, this is not commercial. This is done fi sabilillah. It's not done for money or anything like that. These are people who are doing this work only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah to be pleased with them and to reward them in keeping with His majesty and grace. This is a classic case and good example. In our modern world, I mean, I'm not talking about classical scholars, I'm not talking about Salafus Salihin, and obviously these people are also Salafus Salihin, but I'm not talking about the Salafus Salihin as in the context of the Sahaba or the Tabi'un and Tabu Tabi'un and so on. I'm talking about our modern world. You know, one century is nothing. I'm talking about people in our times who have shown and left an example for us of what it means to prefer the deen over the dunya, what it means to give precedence to the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over our own dunyavi halal work. Now imagine this whole, the whole sacrifice. I don't like the word sacrifice because of the same reason, because the decision that Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi took of leaving his job and accepting this job in this place of writing the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows his dedication to the deen of Islam. It shows his love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shows his love for his effort to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, as we say, the results are there, alhamdulillah, for everyone to see, which is the establishment of this institution, which is the writing of the seerah, so that people are aware of the beauty of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I keep on saying again and again, and I remind myself and you, that the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is today it's a blueprint for everybody in this world, Muslim or otherwise, of how to live in this world today. We live in a world which is characterized by greed and by cruelty and by oppression and by injustice. We live in a world where we have normalized crime, we have normalized sin, we have normalized oppression, and it's a world which is, having done all this, we are paying a severe and a serious price for this. Where we are suffering from our own doings. And imagine what kind of a world it is. We know what we are doing is wrong, and we still do it. We know we must stand up against oppression, but we don't do it. On the other hand, we stand up for oppression in one way or the other, either by our silence or by actually speaking against people who try to fight oppression. And we are suffering as a result of that. It's not as if this is free of cost. It is not free of cost. It is extremely costly. It is very costly, and we are paying the price, but we don't seem to understand. But on the other hand, we have this example of Sayyid Sulaiman Ladvi rahmatullahi alayh, and of all those people who are associated with this institution, and they're living examples. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. May Allah give them ikhlas in their work. May they seek to please only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of the needs of this institution and the needs of these people from sources that they cannot imagine, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go against His promises. I ask Allah to provide them from sources that they cannot imagine, as a mark of His own power and grace and glory and majesty and generosity, so that this work of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can carry on uninterrupted. One of the wonderful things about this institution is that they bring out this. They do two major things. One is they have this monthly magazine that comes out called Maarif, and this has been coming out uninterruptedly for the last 100 years. Now imagine what kind of dedication it takes. For 100 years, this Maarif has never missed a publishing. So it has come out regularly. Also, they do an annual conference, and the proceedings of which are also published, which is again a wonderful thing that is done. And that also every year it happens. People come from all over the world. They come and speak at this conference, and those proceedings are also published. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to I thought when I'm here, let me share my experiences with you, and let me urge you to come forward to help in this work of Islam, and to do that unstintingly. And I request you to put this into your normal annual contributions, because you know any ongoing work needs ongoing finance, it needs sustenance. So do give that some thought. Those of you who want to come and see the place, I strongly recommend you should do it. Come and see the place. I'll pass on the details to those who are interested. You can be directly in touch with the people, and you can come and see the place. I hate to say this, but it's unlike a usual, within quotes, Muslim place. It has things that work on time. It is beautifully clean. It's a wonderful environment. They have older buildings, but what extensions and so on they have done are in keeping architecturally with the older buildings. I mean, this is unusual, to say the least. Usually we destroy old buildings by sticking a horrible concrete structure to it or something. Here they have not done that. They have maintained the architectural integrity of the buildings, even in the extensions. So it's an absolutely wonderful place to see, and to come here and experience the atmosphere of scholarship, of dedication, of sincerity, of ikhlas, of trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing the khidmat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and protect them, and to help them from His own generosity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.